also a problem at one point because data was stolen from a bank and taken to Germany, and the Swiss regarded that data as being a data that they would not act on because it was stolen.
Exactly, exactly. That has even been passed as a law in Switzerland, because Switzerland is of the view that stealing data from a bank is illegal, and that therefore responding to requests which are based on such stolen data would be contrary to public order of Switzerland. However, I must say that there has been pressure on Switzerland, particularly from India, because India has received, let's say, stolen data regarding account holders of HSBC from the French government. And India has made several requests to Switzerland based on that data, which have all been refused by Switzerland. And then a few months ago, on pressure of India, the Swiss government has proposed to amend the existing law such as to allow for the exchange of information if a request is based on stolen data which has only been indirectly obtained and not versus directly. So, for instance, India has not directly obtained the data from the person that has stolen it, as the French authorities have, but only indirectly through another government. But the resistance in Switzerland was tremendous, was huge, and the parliament has refused to pass that law. So the old position still remains in place, and Switzerland, at least for the time being, is not cooperating in case of stolen data. India was not at all happy about that and already threatened Switzerland to take countermeasures against Swiss companies in India.